You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Baidu is not the top mobile advertiser in China. Scandinavians spent 7.4 billion euros on e-commerce sites last year, and smartphones are more popular than computers for watching digital TV in Japan. The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba is the dominant website in the Chinese mobile advertising market. Mobile advertisers are spending more money on ads on Alibaba than rivals Baidu and Tencent. Alibaba is one of the most popular e-commerce sites in China. The Chinese digital advertising market is expected to be worth $40 billion this year, despite the country's economy suffering a slowdown generally. More than half of this, around $26 billion, is expected to be spent on mobile advertising. China has the largest internet population in the world, with around 640 million citizens being online, an internet penetration rate of around 46%. Research by PostNord has revealed that Scandinavians spent around 17.4 billion euros on e-commerce sites last year, an increase of 15% on the previous year. The most popular product categories were clothes and shoes, media and home electronics. An increasing number of online shoppers bought items using a mobile device. Around a quarter of Danes and Norwegians accessed e-commerce sites using a tablet, and one in five Swedes accessed e-commerce sites using a smartphone. When looking at the average amount an online shopper spent during 2015, Norway came top at €369, followed by Sweden with an average yearly spend of €313, with Denmark and Finland coming in third and fourth place with €291 and €249 respectively. They're not adverse to buying from foreign stores either, with 40% of Scandinavians admitting to engaging in cross-border e-commerce. Digital TV viewers in Japan prefer to watch programs on their smartphones rather than on their laptops or computers, according to research by Nielsen Net Ratings Japan. The study found that 5.3 million people watch TV station video on demand programs on their smartphones, versus just 1.4 million who watched on a laptop or computer. It was a very similar story for subscription video on demand programs, with 7.8 million watching from their smartphones and 2.7 million watching from a laptop or computer. The average amount of time mobile video viewers spent watching programs on their smartphones had also gone up from 5 minutes in 2014 to 31 minutes in 2015. Japan has an internet penetration rate of 86%, equivalent to 109 million people. The Chinese internet giant Tencent had announced that it'll soon be launching a work-based chat app dubbed Enterprise WeChat. Enterprise WeChat will allow users to send messages, share files, images, GPS locations, and make voice calls to individuals and groups. It'll also allow users to send forms requesting reimbursements and annual leave, and let users notify each other that a message has been received by clicking on a receipt button. There are already a few Chinese workplace apps on the market, such as Echo, TeamBition, and the Alibaba-owned DingTalk, but none of these have particularly taken off. Tencent hopes that the Enterprise WeChat app will do better because of its obvious association with its main chat app WeChat, which is hugely popular in the country with 650 million users. And finally, the mobile browser UC Browser will be teaming up with Bing to predict the outcome of cricket matches in India. UC Browser is one of the most popular mobile browsers in India, and from the 14th of March will provide predictions for the outcomes of cricket matches in the country. The actual predictions will be powered by Bing Predicts, which accurately predicted the outcome of 83% of Cricket World Cup matches last year. A Bing spokesperson commented on the launch of the feature in India, saying, "With the integration with UC Browser, we're excited that many more users will enjoy this unique analytical feature on Bing." And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.